But I want to talk about an event that's actually happening tonight. Now, the Australian Museum is back in action, hosting its very, very popular Culture Up Late series. And that's where they kind of, I guess, open the doors of the venerable institution for nights wildly different to what you'd normally expect when you head into a museum. Now, tonight, the theme is Another View. And what the museum is promising is, in their own words, an exploration of the queer side of museums. Host of events on offer, from performances from much-loved cabaret outfit Lady Sings It Better, and even a bit of a cheeky look at a Mating in the Wild tour. But one of the more unusual events is actually a gaming area that's being hosted by the Sydney Gamers, and that's Gamers with a Y, and drag performer Holly Golightly. Holly joins me on the phone. Holly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, this is not the first event you've done with the Sydney Gamers, is it?
So there's a few things. There's a lot of things blowing up around the Mardi Gras season, which is fun.
And when did you start getting involved? I mean, what's sort of the appeal of the Sydney Gamers group?
So me and my partner are both drag performers, and my partner's been involved with them for a long time, and me for the past couple of months. And it's just cool events. You can go to a bar and a club and play some vintage Mario Kart, Crash Bandicoot, all of those things.
What can people expect tonight, though? Because you've got two very different games on tonight, and I think one of the more fascinating ones is Transzone.
There's something really cool about gamers, and it's that they're very into programming of games, creating games, and they've actually made two games. So it's two queer local designers and game makers, and Transzone is a game of adventure that you go around, and the task is to find hormones and to make save points to get to the end goal of transitioning as your true self. So that's pretty cool.
And the other
very
one,
current game.
What's the other one?
Princess First Dragons.
I've not heard of that. So I had heard of Transzone, but I've not heard of Princesses and Dragons.
So it's a full-play game. You pick a princess or dragon, and you kind of use sparkle breath, a lot of quirky maps. There's a lot of things happening in that game, so definitely want to check out tonight.
How important do you think it is making sure that a gaming community, which can often be a disparate group of online people, sort of is as inclusive as possible and as open to as many people as possible?
It's actually beautiful. When I started hosting and performing at the events, there are so many people there that, you know, can be a bit reclusive if they're, you know, someone that games a lot. And it's so nice to see all of them get together in a space that's super fun, super friendly. And it's, you know, so many intelligent people that have so much to say online, and they can do it, you know, at these cool events. So it's really nice to see everyone tonight.
It will be really nice, and it's just such a great venue to have something like this in. I don't think Australian Museum would have been necessarily on the checklist of where you'd think you'd go and play games like this.
Yeah, exactly right. And the other events they've done at big bars and clubs, people love it. People come up and see these gaming consoles in the middle of a club, and they think it's the coolest thing ever. It's like, I don't know, it's like a gaming room. It's like a pinball gaming room at there's other old school venues, but like, we bring it to you, even better.
Well, Holly, I'm going to be there tonight. I'm looking forward to it. We'll make sure there's details up for anyone who's listening who wants to go along. Have a great night tonight.
Thank you so much. See you tonight.
See ya. Holly Golightly there. As I said, she's hosting a couple of games at the Sydney Museum tonight. Sorry, Australian Museum tonight as part of the Sydney Gamers Group. Now, the whole thing is called Culture Up Late, Another View. There's a lot going on. Science roundups, tours, live art being done with an illustrator, and of course, Lady Sings It Better performing a couple of times, actually. And they're very, very good. We've had them on the show before. Details are going to be up at 2SER.com.